Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Plus, temperatures forecasted for the next few days, complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Street metered parking in Port Hope is going up by 50 cents per hour starting today. The weekday parking rate for paid municipal lots and metered on-street spaces from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. will rise from $1 to $1.50 per hour. Parking will continue to be free after 6 p.m. and on weekends. Users with a valid accessible parking permit or veteran graphic license plate may still park for free in any space if accessible spaces are full. The maximum daily fee raises from $10 to $15. If Shrove Tuesday pancakes are on your mind today, you can not only get a good feed, but do some good for the community at the 4th Annual Pancake Brunch at St. George's Anglican Church in Grafton. This event has become a reliable fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity Northumberland, helping the organization complete its 7-unit townhouse development in Baltimore last spring. Their work carries on, and St. George's will be there to support it. The event starts at 10:30. The search continues for a chief administrative officer for Northumberland County, as the person currently in that acting role is set to leave next month. The county has announced the resignation of Glenn Dees as acting CAO effective March 13th. With the September departure of longtime CAO Jennifer Moore, Dees becomes the second CAO to resign from that post in less than 6 months. The announcement says that Dees is leaving to pursue a new professional opportunity after 16 years with the county. In sports, the Trent Hills Thunder are in Napanee tonight. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
It's cold out there. And for too many people in our community, it's more than just the weather. The coldest night of the year is a winterific, family-friendly fundraising walk supporting local charities helping people facing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Join Hope and Light Urban Outreach in Cobourg on Saturday, February 28th, as we walk together toward our $30,000 goal. Bundle up, bring the family, and be part of the warmth, because it's cold out there. Thank you to our media sponsor, Northumberland 89.7, for helping us warm our community together. Visit cnoy.org/Cobourg to register.
As the new year begins, step into a place where magic is always in season. Visit the Black Rabbit Mystical Emporium, 54 John Street in Port Hope, where the magic is here. Browse a thoughtful collection of crystals, curios, and spiritual tools, each with a story waiting to be found. Whether you're exploring your spiritual path, simply curious, or looking for a meaningful gift, you'll find something special at the Black Rabbit Mystical Emporium. Start the new year with a little magic. Follow us on social media for upcoming workshops.
Now here's your truly local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Mainly cloudy today, slight chance of drizzle early this morning, risk of freezing drizzle, fog patches dissipating, high plus 2, increasing cloudiness tonight, low of 0, periods of freezing rain or snow tomorrow, high of 0, and cloudy for Thursday, high of 2. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.